This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And something a little bit different this morning. We had the Roseburg 150 party in the park to kick off the sesquicentennial events yesterday, noon to 4 at Stewart Park. That followed the run walk in the morning. By the way, we had around 500 people participate in that, either running or walking that 3.1-mile course doing the 5K. So a big turnout there. A lot of things happened throughout the day. We've got pictures up on the KQEN Facebook page. We put up different collages of activities throughout the day as we could get to them. Many activities took place, and I wanted to highlight some in this segment, some of the audio. So you're going to hear all this mixed together. Roseburg High School Marching Band. Then the CEO of the Cow Creek Umpqua Tribe, Michael Rondeau, Roseburg Mayor Larry Rich, Roseburg High School's Vocal Fusion Group, then the Roseburg Concert Chorale and the Vintage Singers under the direction of Jason Heald. So some segments here from yesterday's party in the park as we celebrate Roseburg's 150th birthday beginning now.
Start out by saying welcome to the land of Umpqua. Many years ago, we were the first inhabitants of the area, and it was in about 1826 when a trapper who had worked for the Hudson Bay Company had led a party of exploration down to the Umpqua area, and his name was Jean-Baptiste Desportes Mackay, long name, and nicknamed Du Paddy. And he was the, worked for the Hudson Bay Company, as I said, and he was the guide for David Douglas. And David Douglas, who the Douglas fir is named after, was a botanist from Britain, and he was here to study the area. And just about a mile and a half up the river at the confluence of Deer Creek and the South Umpqua was the campsite of Jean-Baptiste Du Paddy Mackay, who was the first non-native resident to come to and visit the Umpqua area. And his camp was on Deer Creek, and so he did a lot of exploration from that as his hub. We have a lot of tribal families here that, in our tribe, that were related to the fur trappers. Hudson Bay had encouraged all of their trappers to marry into the tribes. And so that's where we get the surnames of Rondeau, Lachance, Dumont, and others in the tribe with that French influence. So just giving a little bit of history about the makeup of the tribe, it was in about 1500, in the mid-1500s, when Francisco de Vitoria was commissioned by the Emperor of Spain to do a study to find out who the owners of America were. And through all of his studies, he came up with the fact that the natives of the United States were in fact the owners of the land, because the Pope had declared them human, therefore they could be converted to Christianity. So with that, international law applied, and that's what caused the United States government to have to develop treaties. And in the Pacific Northwest, the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians was one of the first two that were signed in 1853. The Cow Creek Treaty was actually ratified by the Senate in 1854. So there was a lot that was going on right before Roseburg became what it is today. And we look forward to a long and prosperous future with our land and the people within it. Thank you.
Welcome everyone, and thanks so much for coming out today to celebrate this 150th birthday party. We appreciate you being here. I also want to give a thanks to everybody that was involved in the planning stages. They've been at it for months, and a lot of time and a lot of effort went into preparing for today's event. So thank you to everybody that was involved in putting this together. The proclamation. Roseburg Sesquicentennial, 150 years of dedicated services to the Roseburg community. Whereas Roseburg is located on the former lands of the numerous Indian tribes, including the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians. Roseburg was the site of the Battle of Hungry Hill of 1855 to 1856, fought between Southern Oregon Indian groups and the United States Army. And whereas the city was named for settler Aaron Rose, who established a homestead within the current city limits on September 23rd, 1851, and constructed the first building in what will become Roseburg. And whereas the newly restored life-size Aaron Rose cutout will be unveiled at the Roseburg 150 party in the park today, October 2nd, 2022, and then reside at the City Hall. And whereas Roseburg was first known as Deer Creek because it was at the confluence of Deer Creek and the South Umpqua River. In 1854, voters chose Roseburg as the county seat, and Rose donated 3 acres of land for the building of the courthouse. And whereas Roseburg grew and by the 1970s was branded as the timber capital of the nation. And whereas today, Roseburg is a full-service city with both urban and rural elements characterized by historic districts and outdoor recreation, embodying a small-town spirit that is evident in the culture and community events. And whereas the Roseburg 150 Sesquicentennial Planning Committee, through partnerships with organizations, businesses, and dedicated volunteers, will recognize our history through events, displays, and recognition. Now therefore I, Larry Rich, Mayor of the City of Roseburg, Oregon, do hereby proclaim October the 3rd, 2022, as Roseburg Sesquicentennial 150th birthday, and urge citizens to participate, celebrate, and actively commemorate the past, the present, and imagine Roseburg's future. Will you give Roseburg a round of applause? Thank you everybody for being here today. We sure appreciate it.
Happy birthday, dear Roseburg. Happy birthday to you. Hurry back, Timberjack.
Audio from Roseburg's 150 Party in the Park yesterday. You just heard the Roseburg Concert Chorale and the Vintage Singers under the direction of Dr. Jason Heald. Before that, Roseburg High School's Vocal Fusion Group, Mayor Larry Rich, Michael Rondo of the Cow Creek Umpqua Tribe, and we began with the Roseburg High School Marching Band, all from Roseburg's 150 Party in the Park yesterday morning as Roseburg celebrates its 150th birthday. That is our morning conversation.